Hello, I'm Geneva. Welcome to Sebeni Ni Tama podcast, where we focus on all things wellness and soul healing. We touch on self-discovery and also literature, art, culture, activism, traveling as tools to elevate our mind. We promote self-love. I will be sitting with inspiring guests from all around the world to discuss their personal and powerful journey. I believe our presentation matters. It is only by relating to someone's story that you can ponder about the tools necessary for you to make manifest the best of yourself. This conversation can easily be a representation of you. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, I sit down with media and communication specialist Maria Goret for a recurring conversation. We discussed about a career choice, choosing a career, the challenges with employment, creating your own business, and a search for a purpose beyond the career path. Stay tuned. Hello, Maria Goret. Thank you very much for being here. So you're a communication specialist, and you are recognized in your field. I have seen you at work, and I think you have loads of talents, to be honest. And I'm wondering why and how did you choose that career path?
Well,
yeah, I'm going there.
Wow, that's an interesting question. How did I choose my career path? I think it chose me. It happened back in when I joined high school, and at some point, a school sister, like she was 1 year ahead of me. She had a friend who was a journalist. Mm-hmm. So she told me, I have a friend who is a school journalist, and I think you can be a journalist. I was like, okay. I was, as usual, I'm always ready for new challenges. So she agrees that you become her successor. You'll be given a radio and access to television. Then you have to listen every evening to the news bulletin and write it down and then read it to the morning assembly. So that's how it started. So I took the challenge and that's how I started. And the first time I read the news, the assembly, I mean the students and the teachers were all happy. So it was very interesting that everyone liked it. Mm-hmm. And that gave me the stamina to keep on trying new things, to listen more how journalists are reporting, how it's being reported in the radio and on television. I knew for sure from the very first day I read news at the parade, that's the day when I was like, okay, I think that's how it chose me. And it's really interesting that I ended up liking it.
That's pretty cool. So so basically someone give you a challenge to try being a journalist, and you try and you loved it. I know that a lot of people struggle in finding what they should do. And what would you recommend to those people exactly who do not know what to do or who seems to be trying different things, but somehow they don't like what they do and it doesn't speak to them?
What I would tell such kind of people, and even me, what I would tell myself, because to this point, even though I like that I'm a communication specialist, there's one thing that I'm still searching. I'm not sure of my purpose. Yes, I know that I do this, I do that, I try this, I try that, but I haven't reached a point where I am sure, like, very sure, and this I think happens to everyone at some point, like this is my purpose, like this specific thing is what I should do. So what I should tell people who are struggling, like, is to keep listening to themselves and to keep trying. Once you listen to your thoughts and control your thoughts, they will guide you. I believe that choosing a career, there are so many things that surrounds us for us to choose a career. Like if someone wants to become a preacher, that means they have been around people who preach. They have been around people who have been preached to. And then it reaches a point they believe for sure, or they were They are here on earth to become preachers. In your environment, there are things that your mind is telling you about all the problems that are going on, about all the solutions that other people are offering, like coming up with innovations, like observe opportunities and receive challenges. Sometimes people listen to their fears. It's okay to be scared, but sometimes people prioritize on their fears than what the inner them is telling them. Yes, because the fear should be there, but it should not stop you from trying. Yeah. It should not stop you from doing. So people like that should keep listening to themselves. And once they have listened, once they have searched in their proper thinking, mm-hmm. and found what they have to do, mm-hmm. they should conquer their fears. Mm-hmm. Every opportunity comes as a challenge. Mm-hmm. And that's because we have fears. And fear is a good thing because it will give you all the precautions and cautions that you have to take and understand. Mm-hmm. So fear is not a bad thing. It comes there. We are given fear so that we can be aware. We can look at things with a third eye, like be aware that, oh, this might happen. Then what?
Definitely.
Then you take precautions.
Quite powerful. So your suggestion is really to be aware. I mean, to do some thinking about what you really want out of life, to observe the people around you, and to not be afraid to experiment and try new things. And what I think really interesting when you're talking about fears, I know a lot of us, when we choose a career, we're thinking about money, because we're thinking about doing something that will allow us to gain a certain amount of money and to have some stability, which is very important. But just like you said, I mean, this fear can really help you being more aware and also encourage you to be the best that you can, so that you can reach another level.
Yes.
What I think that is really interesting is what you said, that you know you want to be a communication specialist, you like what you do, but you don't know about your purpose. And I find it really surprising, because I always thought that you knew your purpose, you wanted to be a communication specialist because you wanted to restore justice.
Yes. Speaking of a career and what I have been interested to do, like in the field of human rights, the human mind is always is a dynamic thing. Today, you look at yourself and you're like, you think of a purpose as a career. Then you wake up tomorrow and realize that, okay, this is a vessel. Yes, this is a vessel. But I can use this vessel to achieve something. Like a career is something that that enables you. Then you are interested in issues regarding human rights. And you work along that field, but you impact life at one point or another. And that's, but mm-hmm. at some point, mm-hmm. you come to realize that this is not all. Mm-hmm. I have not fully used my potentials, my skills, my knowledge. I could do more than this. And once you realize that, you start asking yourself a question. So what is the bigger purpose? Mm-hmm. All along, you have thought that this is my purpose. And then once you have reached that point, you, mm-hmm. then that's when you realize, okay, there is a bigger purpose. What is it? Then you start searching again. So maybe when I'm there, mm-hmm. I will realize that I have reached. Or maybe it is an ever-ending, an ever-ending task, so that a human being does not feel fully accomplished, mm-hmm. so that we keep searching for a better path. Maybe once you have done something and you think you're fulfilled, then you look at yourself and see that there's a lot more you could do, mm-hmm. but you don't know what purpose. Then once you know the purpose, you channel yourself towards achieving that purpose. But it could be by using your career, by using your talent, by using whatever, as long as you understand the purpose.
And tell me, do you have maybe, concrete resources to help those looking for this career path or looking for this purpose?
My favorite book so far. I read it at the beginning of this year, and I was wondering where was I all those years. Is The Alchemist? Yes. Have you read that book?
Yes, I've read it, but
yes,
I need to reread it because I didn't get as much out of it. So I'm really interested in what you want to say.
Yes.
What is the main message you get out of it?
The main message I got out of it is all those coincidences, all the obstacles and everything. They're just things that are there to assist you reach your main goal. Because at some point you might reach to a place earlier and then not achieve anything. You should keep searching for your purpose. You should keep searching for what you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And whatever obstacle that is coming on your way, you should not take it as something that is hindering you,
yeah,
rather than something that is there to support you, no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad it looks. But at the end of the day, once you achieve it, you look back and say, okay, that was a stepping stone.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a stair. Mm. That if I'd done it, if all that had happened exactly according to how I wanted, then I wouldn't have achieved it, or I wouldn't have achieved it to this extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we should take all the challenges, all the obstacles through our journey as opportunities. That was the main message.
And tell me, how do we perfect ourselves, consequently become recognized and successful for what we do, career-wise, job-wise?
Once you believe that you have to become a better person,
mm-hmm,
then you start becoming aware of your weaknesses. So it's by controlling our minds, first of all, by observing. I'll go back to my first point. Then by learning from people who we think are better than us, by learning from such people, and also by understanding the environment that we are living in, then daring to take that journey, keep trying, be it career-wise, set up your goals. Like I know, for instance, you are a person who keeps setting up goals and you really track if you have achieved them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good thing, even on becoming a better person. Oh, how am I going to make sure I improve my career? So daring comes with setting up goals and then going back to the first thing that I said, observe yourself. So after daring, then you start observing yourself. So if we elevate these people by acknowledging how daring they are, by appreciating their effort, or the little things that they do to become better in their career, their character, or anything, it elevates them and they want to prove even more that, yes, I can do this. So it encourages them.
So you definitely focus here on the importance of having good examples. We could say mentors and people you look up to, and really
yes,
try to learn from them, talk to them, and work with them if possible. And
yeah,
then the importance of daring to try new things, daring to challenge yourself in different ways, and also goal setting, and concrete goal setting, of the things you really want, how you really want to improve and why you want to improve, and then to observe again how far you come.
Yes, sure.
And tell me also, did you face any challenges navigating for your career, and if yes, what are those challenges? Did you face any challenges like feeling like you're not working at the right place, feeling that you're not doing what you should do, or navigating through unemployment, you know, those type of things?
Reaches a point through every new experience in a career comes with excitement, and when it reaches a point that you think that you have absorbed enough energy, you have absorbed enough skills or knowledge from that particular area, then you want to move on. That mm-hmm. is the biggest challenge I can say so far. But again, the other challenge is, like, every place you learn something, and once you have learned what you were supposed to learn, And once you think that you have absorbed it all and then life becomes a routine, then it's time to move on to something else and expand your knowledge so that it can help you in your future journey. So once it reaches a point that you're so used to the energy, or the energy or the positive energy has changed somehow, somewhere, and you feel like you need more positive energy to help you to go to achieve your purpose, mm-hmm. you know that I need extra energy, and I will get that extra energy from a different environment, mm-hmm. then you have to choose carefully the environment you're going, because if you have to be productive, that you need exciting energy, positive energy, to be precise. So yeah, I can say that is the biggest challenge.
I know that when you finish your master's degrees, you already had interviews planned, and you did not have like a long period looking for a job. And when looking for a first position, or let's say a position in a different field, what would be your tips to make sure that gets as productive as it should be?
Wow. There were quite a number of companies ready to receive me when I was coming from my master's degree. I am not sure if the positions were going to be prestigious. Yes, I'm not sure, but I knew that I wasn't coming to be home for a long time. I knew for sure when I come, I'll meet these people and this. I might work here, I might work there. It did not come as luck. I was preparing myself and I started looking for a job months before I finished my master's degree. I knew for sure that I would struggle with employment, like searching for job or anything, when I was joining my first degree, not finishing my master's. So the moment I joined my first degree, I made sure that I get somewhere to work as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I will engage in this, I would engage in that. And I made sure that I made networks, like I networked with mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I worked, I made sure that I leave a mark there, someone mm-hmm. who would know. So it started back in 2008 when I joined my undergraduate degree. Mm-hmm. That's where I started ticking my list. Like I have worked with this person, and yes, they have liked my work. I have worked with this person. So I would engage myself in so many things, not just to keep myself busy, or not just to earn a few shillings. Mm-hmm. There you could say pennies. I was creating my network. Despite that I had a very good network, all those interviews were not from people from my network. Were random companies that I sent emails when I was searching for jobs. So I did not entirely depend on my network. Mm-hmm. And there were companies that I knew no one at all working in those companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just daring, but I used my previous experience, no matter how small it was, whatever I had done, even if someone had asked me to take photos of something, then that was listed on my CV. Just mm-hmm. I just wanted to fill my CV to show that I have been active, not to show that I am very qualified, to show that I am proactive. So that is what I would advise people, that if you're still studying, start creating your network. And whatever small or any small job you take, no matter how you think small it is, mm-hmm. even if it's a church, organizing a church event,
mm-hmm.
a youth event, or anything, just put it on your CV. It helps people to see that you are productive, you are proactive,
mm-hmm.
you are daring, and that enough can make companies or potential people that you want to work for know that this is the kind of person I want. So the first thing is create your network. Start from now. Start from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look for things you can do, even on volunteer basis. Don't look for money when you're looking for all these things. And don't you stop. There is technology, there is blogging, there are so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's photography, you can post your photos on Instagram. Who knows, someone might check your Instagram account and say, wow, I need to partner with this person and build up a company. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So just do whatever you have to do and make sure that it contributes something to your resume. Yeah. Yes, and just go out, look out for people. If you don't get employment, then think of how to employ yourself through innovation, through technology. There are so many things that are done in the world that can be done through technology. There are all these kinds of media moguls and rich people who use mainstream media, but your target audience could be online. Even if you're not a media person, you have things at home that you can make and sell. You could create your own shop online, and not just a shop. You could use your account. You could use WhatsApp groups to advertise your things, and all that is for free. Mm-hmm. If you are a good singer, you could go there. Don't wait for a big company a label to sign you in. You can start on YouTube. You can use your talent. You are a doctor. There is always something you can do online, offering advice to people, giving tips and this and that. Who knows?
So we should definitely try and be active and stay productive and do it even if we are not employed.
If you're not employed. And make sure that whatever you're doing, the biggest part of it can contribute to your profile. Your portfolio to your profile, and the profile is, how do you want to be seen out there? What skills do you want people to believe that you have? Some people have skills, but you go to their online accounts. Mm-hmm. Back then, you would need to go to a television station to be interviewed for people to see that you have skills. But you have, let's say, 20 followers. Those 20 followers could be your audience. And if they like you enough, they'll share your information with other people. And that's how you start. So you don't have to have 3 million followers to start a business. Even your 5, it doesn't matter who your audience are. What matters is the substance of your content.
Wow. Yeah, you talked about the importance of networking and making connection, of volunteering, and also doing your own thing, basically.
Yes.
Love it. You have different experiences working for yourself. I mean, you work in agriculture in the past. I think you are also setting up an organization that promotes poetry as a tool for social change. Tell me more about those experiences. Why is it important for you, and how did you gather the resources to get started?
Wow. regarding the resources, I've actually never had resources. Like, yes, true. I have never reached a point to say that I have resources to start this or to start that. And it always happens as things unfold, I can say. Like, for instance, when I started agriculture, I started agriculture when I got a new job, and that's when I could calculate from my salary that what I would get from every month. And I could not lend land because I did not have resources. I did not have money when I was. So what I did was to put in resources on a rolling basis. As I receive my salary, then it goes to the part of it goes to the firm. And I tried to look as much as possible for free opportunities that I could get. Okay. So at some point where I was farming with my partner, who is my auntie, we asked for a remote land from the local government, the land that they were not expecting to improve it anytime soon. So they gave us 5 acres to put seasonal crops. Uh-huh. And another resource I would put was my time on weekends. That's how I dared to do it.
Okay.
So, and from that I learned that anything that you want to do, there is always a way to do it. Uh-huh. Like, you have to stop believing that it must be done this way. I must have enough money to invest in this. Uh-huh. I must have enough, let's say, I must have everything. Oh, so you have to see that, okay, I have to do this. I don't have everything, but at some point in time, can I slowly put in efforts and get what I want? That is really what happened when I started farming. And that's how I ended up putting in resources. And at the end of the day, when I came to look at it, I had actually put in a lot of money, though there were challenges here and there, but it was actually baby steps. And regarding company or organization, but regarding that, the one that I want to start, I don't have any resources to this moment. The only thing that the only resource that I have is my spare time to write down ideas. I think that, I mean, fear hits me every now and then. But again, I am analyzing my fears, see how I can take precautions so that I can make the next move. When I started agriculture, I cannot say that I did not have fears, but I ignored them completely, like completely. So I did not analyze, I did not take precautions, I did not look into the future, and I ended up with making a huge loss. So whatever I'm doing now, though I have most of the things, I have the strategies. Like, you'd be surprised that two of the projects, I have 2 5-year strategies laid down and everything. But again, I'm still at a point where I don't want to jump. Once I'm done analyzing my fears and I'm ready to go for it, then I will do it fully. That's the only resource I have, because...
So it all comes down to motivation and confidence in what you do.
Yes.
And tell me, do you have maybe some main suggestion in terms of finance and finding a public?
Yes. My suggestion would be start small. Yes, start where you can with what you have. Because if you want to start big, the challenge is you will never start, or you might never start.
Start, yeah.
If you want to start big. Or you might delay yourself, like, very much. Most of the time, people say that they don't have money to invest. They don't have money to do a project. They don't have money to do this and that. But money, most of the time, is not the main issue. The main issue is starting with whatever you have. Sometimes you don't have money, but you have things that can help you do it. Then use those things. Use your mind to look for alternatives. And when it comes to financial management, have a clear plan. Give yourself, have your own policy. A policy does not have, it should be something that guides you. You should not wait until you have a big company or an organization or something. Have your own policy, how you will earn from that. How will you be spending your finances? How will you diversify your finance, your resources? How will you diversify? I'm just saying that have a policy on how you're going to manage your money. If you want to invest and you think you don't have money, just start where you are. And another advice is have your policy. Yes, on how you're going to make a living out of that. And if you get a bingo and you have so much money, don't think that money is yours. That's where people are mistaken. The money that is yours is the money that you earn as a salary or as money to support you without doing anything. But if it is money that has to run a company or has to be used to diversify to other projects, that's not your money. Just be aware of that. So, and that has to come from your policy.
And just one last question. It's a very broad and general question, really. What do you concretely do, I mean, to stay motivated career-wise? Whenever we're finding ourselves, we may be having a full-time job, a part-time job, not working, working as a freelance, whatever we are doing, studying, whatever we are doing. What could you concretely recommend to stay motivated?
To stay motivated?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, reading and watching. I don't know why I keep watching and rewatching those two people on YouTube. That's Dr. Maya Angelou and Oprah Winfrey and reading. Mm-hmm. Reading. I just pick resources. Like every single month, I have a target of buying a book or two that will keep me motivated. Mm-hmm. Yes. So reading. And I watch those two people. That could be subjective. So I don't know. Some people might have other people who motivate them through their work, through the interviews. For this month, I'm reading this book, 100 Ways to Motivate Others. And I just liked it because of the title, 100 Ways to Motivate Others. So I was like, I saw the title and I was like, do I ever motivate people? Do I ever motivate other people? And when I read the book, it became so motivational to me. And another book for this month is The Impossible is Possible. 100 Ways to Motivate Others is by Steve Chandler. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And The Impossible is Possible is by John Mason. The Impossible is Possible, I haven't read it so far. I'm still reading this 100 Ways to Motivate Others and thing. Like, there's this quote I read yesterday when I opened the book and I wanted to read this book, which says, there is nothing so useless as doing efficiently that which should not be done. I just read that line and I closed the book. I was like, this is enough for the day. And I started looking around. I started looking around my activities and everything that I have always been doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, should I be doing this at all? At several levels, reading motivates me. It really motivates me.
Hey guys, thank you very much for listening. Please follow Sebeni Nitama, a thought-provoking wellness platform, on the blog, on Facebook, and on Instagram. You can find us at Sebeni Tama, spelled SebeniTama. I know it's a bit difficult to spell, but it's definitely worth it. Thank you very much.